every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. Thus says the Lord, "Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. You have collapsed through your guilt. Take with you words and return to the Lord. Say to him, 'Forgive all iniquity and receive what is good, that we may render as offerings the bullocks from our stalls.' Assyria will not save us, nor shall we have horses to mount. We shall say no more, 'Our God,' to the work of your hands, for in you the orphan finds compassion. I will hear their defection, says the Lord. I will love them freely, for my wrath is turned away from them. I will be like the dew for Israel. He shall blossom like the lily. He shall strike root like the Lebanon cedar and put forth his shoots. His splendor shall be like the olive tree and his fragrance like the Lebanon cedar. Again, they shall dwell in his shade and raise the grain. They shall blossom like the vine and his fame shall be like the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim, what more has he to do with idols? I have humbled him, but I will prosper him. I am like a verdant cypress tree. Because of me, you bear fruit. Let him who is wise understand these things. Let him who is prudent know them. Straight are the paths of the Lord. In them the just walk, but sinners stumble in them." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I am the Lord your God. Hear my voice. I am the Lord your God. Hear my voice. An unfamiliar speech I hear. I relieved his shoulder of the burden. His hands were freed from the basket. In distress you called, and I rescued you. I am the Lord your God. Hear my voice. Unseen, I answered you in thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Hear my people, and I will admonish you. O Israel, will you not hear me? I am the Lord your God. Hear my voice. There shall be no strange god among you, nor shall you worship any alien god. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you forth from the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Hear my voice. If only my people would hear me, and Israel walk in my ways, I would feed them with the best of wheat, and with honey from the rock I would fill them. I am the Lord your God. Hear my voice. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Repent, says the Lord, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Glory and praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying he is one, and there is no other than he, and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Two days ago in our gospel reading, we heard Jesus declare that he has not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. He has not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. Today, in our gospel passage from St. Mark, Jesus points more explicitly to precisely how he is fulfilling all the law and all the prophets, all the precepts of the old covenant. Jesus says that it is all being fulfilled in the one commandment, which is twofold, the one commandment of love, love of God and love of neighbor. Jesus is love incarnate, and he manifests in his words and his deeds most clearly in his passion, his death on Calvary for the salvation of the world. He manifests the love that brought the whole universe into being and the love to which every aspect of God's creation is called to return. The fulfillment of the law, the fulfillment of all of God's plans for us, is to return to the God who is love, who made us out of love and calls us back to him in love, and to become love ourselves in our own lives, in our love for God and in our love for neighbor. But how does that happen? How does this work, this task, this goal to which Christ calls us to be people of genuine, authentic, supernatural love, how does that happen in our lives when we struggle so much with our own shortcomings, our own sinfulness, our own tendencies to slip into concupiscence and to love of self rather than love of God and love of neighbor? Well, if we're attentive, I think Jesus points the way in the manner in which he responds to the scribe. The scribe, of course, asked the question, which is the first of all the commandments? And Jesus replied, the first is this, hear, O Israel. Before Jesus goes on to say that the first commandment is love of God, really you could say the first thing that Jesus commands is to hear, or some translations translate it as listen, O Israel. That the first task for us in the project of fulfilling Christ's commandment of love, love God and love of neighbor, is that we have to be in a position or a posture of receptivity. We have to be ready to listen to God and to his message of love for each one of us. That's the starting point of growing in the virtue of love. We first have to receive love from the God who is love. We have to take time to listen, to be receptive. That's why prayer is the sine qua non of the spiritual life, the thing without which we cannot have a spiritual life, because prayer ultimately, in its heart, in sort of its purest, most basic form, is placing ourselves in the presence of God and receiving from him, listening to him, allowing him to speak his word of truth, his word of love to each one of us. The more we spend time in prayer, the more we put ourselves in the Lord's presence and allow him to speak that to us and to penetrate to the depths of our hearts, it transforms us, it changes us, it empowers us with this supernatural virtue of love by which we love God and love neighbor. It can't begin with ourselves. It can't begin with our own resources, our own strength. It has to begin with God. It has to begin with the one who is love. And so Christ says, hear, my children, listen, my children, listen to me, love incarnate, listen to my Father, love that has existed from all eternity. Whenever we approach the holy altar at Mass, we could say in a sense that we're hearing Christ give this exhortation to us again, hear, listen, receive the love that he makes present to us at Mass. We come forward in a posture of receptivity to invite into our bodies and into our souls love incarnate, Jesus Christ made present in the Holy Eucharist. in one of the reflections that Sister Gabriella was giving to us this morning, she drew on St. Catherine's reflection from her dialogues, in which we are described as individuals coming to receive Holy Eucharist as all of us bearing a candle. We all come bearing a candle, and we're coming to receive the light of Christ, the fire of God's love in the Holy Eucharist. But we all come with different size candles, and it's the size of our candle corresponds to the amount of desire that we have for the God who is love. The greater our desire, the larger our candle, the brighter the flame will we receive from God. And so maybe our prayer on this Friday of the third week of Lent is that God would give us that spirit of listening in prayer, to hear his word of love spoken to us every day, so that we might come to know God's love for us, and that knowledge might increase our desire to know him more and more and to know his love more and more. And then we bring that increasing desire to the altar when we come to receive our Lord in Holy Eucharist, and then receive from him love incarnate, everything that he wants to give us, his very self, the very love of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
The preceding podcast is a production of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Atlanta. Copyright 2024.